today's Friday, March 29th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. State Security Minister Sydney Sekeramai says the push for security sector reform ahead of elections is an attempt by Western nations to recolonize Zimbabwe. He says the government will not permit any reforms.
They create neo-colonialism. What they are trying to do is the opposition, the Tangrais as well. They want to create a neo-colonial state which they can control, which can be, they can direct and so forth. And that's what we are opposed to.
And controversy continues in the issue of the funding of Zimbabwe's next crucial elections.
And indeed, the parties who were there indicated their willingness to work with the UN to fund. And we discussed a model like the one that was used at the constitution-making stage and the referendum, where the UN did play a role.
And an American organization is appealing to Prime Minister Tsvangirai to work harder for peace in the country ahead of elections anticipated sometime this year. State Security Minister Sydney Sekeramai says the push for security sector reform ahead of national elections is an attempt by Western nations to recolonize Zimbabwe. He says the government will not permit any reforms. Sekeramai, one of the security chiefs who has publicly declared he would resist a transfer of power to the MDC if Morgan Tsvangirai were elected president, says the MDC and others pushing for reforms want to destabilize the country. His statements come just days after Zimbabwe and Western countries met in London, where the issue of security sector reform was raised. ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo says the party shares Sekeramai's concerns, though he said the concern is neo-colonial, not physical recolonization.
They use our own people. They create neo-colonialism. What they are trying to do is the opposition, the Tangrais as well. They want to create a neo-colonial state which they can control, which can be, they can direct and so forth. And that's what we are opposed to. We didn't fight for this country border for us to have a neo-colonial state. We want a free, independent Zimbabwe, which is run by indigenous people, Zimbabwean people, who should control the economy, the natural resources of the country. We certainly don't expect to have some puppets put in government claiming that they are genuine leaders of Zimbabwe. So that's our position. He was interested in the fact that people who are commanders right now were fighters in the liberation struggle, the commanders, the political commissars, they fought battles in the country. So there's no need to sort of reform the security sector because, as I say, the people who are there are qualified. They know what they are doing. They've distinguished themselves internationally.
But MDC spokesman Douglas Monzora insists that real democracy in Zimbabwe requires security sector reform.
The new draft constitution deals very much with security forces and says the security forces shall not be members of political parties and shall not engage in partisan activities. So that is already in our constitution. Unless Sekeramai is saying that the new constitution should not be obeyed, but once it is there in the constitution, then it must be obeyed. And it is one of the key provisions that will come into operation immediately upon signing of the constitution. So it is there already, it's agreed, it's in the constitution. Sekeramai has no choice anymore.
But outside of the new draft constitution, is this an issue that you are still pursuing in other forums?
Oh, yes, there must be security sector reform in Zimbabwe, especially given the track record of some members of the security forces. Through SADC, we have said that in the roadmap to free and fair elections, there must be security sector reform. The African Union has already given its opinion about the role of security forces in democracy, especially in politics, and the behavior of some security services will not be accepted in Zimbabwe. It's part of the agenda before SADC.
ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo and MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzorawe chatting by phone with VOA's Ntungamilinkomo.